Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Tech Loft Podcast. It has been a long time since I've produced an episode, let alone publish a tech-related episode. It's been a while. But there's a lot going on this month. And, you know, we've got the release of Xbox, the new Xbox X, as well Series X, as well as the PS5. But this episode, I'm not going to be talking about those two consoles. Probably save them for another episode. As well as I'd like to see how Google Stadia is doing, because I haven't heard from them in a while. But there's people publishing good news about it and bad news about it. So I'll probably want to curate those. My findings and get them on for an episode here. But for now, for this episode, if you haven't noticed the title, well, you probably have, but the title is Atari's VCS, Video Computer System. Atari has indeed come back with a new gaming console. I think I mentioned it in one of my previous episodes that Atari was coming out with a new console, and it's here, but I'm trying to find definite release dates, and I haven't. All I've read is fall 2020. When I go to the Atari website, where you can pre-order your own Atari VCS, it still says pre-order, okay? And our date right now is November 6th. So we haven't heard anything. I haven't been able to find anything on a release date, or unless they're shipping. Maybe I haven't dug deep enough, but yeah, here we are. Okay, so let's talk about where Atari has been. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Basically, the last time Atari had released a console was in 1993 with the Jaguar. And unfortunately, it was not a success. Commercial and critical failure is what I found. And it is. I mean, I don't know anyone who purchased a Jaguar. And especially in 1993, I believe that was like the Super Nintendo times, right? We got Super Nintendo and Genesis. And I'm gonna go on record and say they were just much too big, much too popular to compete against. So the Jaguar has not stood the test of time. After that, Atari dipped in and out of bankruptcy, and then they faded away. But I think they still were releasing software around that time. But now they're back, and this is the Atari VCS, and you know, this is their biggest chance for a comeback, especially releasing this console at the same time that Sony and Microsoft are releasing their consoles. Now let's take a look at some point form notes on this Atari VCS. So it's a PC console hybrid, and it does contain some retro features. So what does that mean? So it is a gaming console, number one. Number two, you can install a PC operating system. So it can be Windows, Linux, Chrome, I don't know, but you can install a computer operating system, so it can act as a computer, okay? And when in Retrobox, you can play all your classic Atari games on there, okay? Now, as I said before, it was supposed to be scheduled for fall 2020. We're around that time right now. I just don't know when they're shipping. Now, how much is this thing going to cost you? So they have a set that you can pre-order from Atari themselves, which is the console unit itself. You have a classic Atari controller with the stick, as well as a modern controller, which I'm going to say resembles the Ouya controller. If anyone has remembered what the Ouya looked like, which was a little Linux Android. Gaming console. Okay, I had one, but I sold it off just not that long ago. And so that'll be $389.99. Now you can get a cheaper set, which is just a gaming console and one controller, and that'll cost you $299. This is US dollars. Okay, so what are some features? Some that I haven't mentioned yet. So you've got game streaming, okay, via AntStream Arcade. You can use a mouse, keyboard, it's obviously a controller, open platform for users to install their own apps and games, and it's key games, it's Atari's compilations of their classic titles like Pong, Tempest 2000, Centipede, Asteroids, all fun games, as well as capable of playing AAA titles and indie games as well. As well as Atari's website, you can pre-order from Walmart or GameStop, and like I said, there is a base system set, $299, without the additional controller. Unfortunately, for their AAA titles, we have no word on developer support or any interested parties working with Atari at this time. Over the past few months, it seems that there are several developers already creating experiences for the system. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. So not only can the Atari VCS handle retro and modern gaming, it's also, you can install your own apps and utilities. Right at launch, you'll be able to use Netflix, Redbox, UVDU TV, and other apps will be available. There'll be post-launch apps, YouTube, Twitch, Hulu, that'll be coming after launch. Now, what is under the hood? What are the specs of the Atari VCS? So it comes in weighing at 3 pounds. We've got 11.6 by 5.9 by 1.9 inches. Its operating system is Linux. It's an Atari custom Linux OS. The APU is an AMD Raven Ridge 2. GPU is Ryzen. Storage, 32 gigs of eMMC internal memory, unlimited external USB HD stick support, as well as subscription-based cloud storage. RAM on this console is 8 gigs of DDR4 RAM, and it's optionally expandable. Good news. Compatibility, like I said before, Windows, Linux, SteamOS, Chrome OS. For its network connection, it supports Wi-Fi, obviously Bluetooth for probably controller connections. It has a HDMI 2.0 port, gigabit Ethernet, as well as 4 USB 3.1 ports. For external inputs, you can you're going to use your classic joystick, modern controller. You can connect microphone, Xbox One, PS4 controllers, and much more, from what my notes tell me. Console also supports HDR with 4K output, and you can even use the system to stream at 60 frames per second in 4K, should you choose to, using primarily for viewing TV and movies. The VCS controller, so it supports two official controllers, the joystick, which is your classic Atari controller, built just like the classic joystick from the past, okay? And a classic controller, which more resembles a modern controller that you'd see. Like I said, it's kind of like your Ouya controller. If you haven't seen it, the next thing is an Xbox controller is what I would be the next thing I could compare it to. Okay, the joystick runs at $49 and the classic controller will be going for $59. Again, this is US dollars. You don't need the Atari controllers to use it. You can use a keyboard and mouse or even other controllers from other systems due to its open nature. Now, looking at the Atari website, it's atarivcs.com. They've got, you know, a lot of images going on here. You can play, stream, create, I guess that's if you want to be a developer. TV-based games, apps for yourself, your family, or share with the Atari VCS community. Connect with other gamers and developers. Okay, your total package is the console, joystick, and modern controller. You're going to have access to the Atari Vault, more than 100 home and arcade classics. The console is also going to be available in three colors. So you've got your classic black walnut, and then your Onyx bundle, as well as the carbon gold bundle. And that is just the front plate, just like the classic Atari 2600. You had that wood grain on the front. This has similar wood grain on the front And it's just that faceplate that that changes with the bundle you you choose. So that's all I got for the Atari VCS. Again, it's coming. I'm not sure when it's releasing exactly, but it's you can pre-order from the Atari website, atarivcs.com, Walmart, as well as Best Buy. And that's it. This is gonna go head to head with PlayStation and Microsoft. So let's see what people think, considering its openness and the the option to use it as a computer. I mean, I think you're getting a little bit bang for your buck here. $400, you're getting a gaming console, and you can use it as a computer and game on it as in its computer mode. So that's pretty good. We're gonna keep an eye on that as time goes on to see how many people pick one up and the reviews and stuff. As for myself, I don't see myself getting this right now. I have, of course, I'm a little bit biased. I'm on the PlayStation side. I will be getting a Sony PlayStation 5. This is the system that I want to pick up. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get it right now. I'm probably just going to wait, sit back. I think this time around, I'm going to wait for its its refresh, second generation. For my previous PlayStation consoles that I've always bought, it's always been soon, like that first generation, that launch console. But this time around, unfortunately, because it is a little bit pricey, I'm gonna have to wait. We'll wait for the refresh model to be released, and then I'll get my hands on it. So it's not gonna be right away. It's definitely gonna take some time. But I can't wait to see the reviews on this Atari VCS. I can't wait to see its gaming content, what people think, and see where it goes. Folks, thank you for joining me on this episode of the Tech Left podcast covering the Atari VCS, its rebirth into the console market. Hopefully, you can join me again in my next episode of the Tech Left podcast. Hopefully, we can get one out to you next week. Gonna try to make a better effort at getting this getting episodes out. It's been tough just sitting down and recording with time, and you know, now that you know we have kids at home trying to study at home, you just need just trying to find like half an hour just to lay a track down. Sometimes it's tough, but anyways, folks, if you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the Tech Loft podcast. You can also visit the website, thetechloft.com. You'll have other articles. You'll have access to the rest of the podcast on there that I post. But the main home for this podcast is anchor.fm, where you can record your podcast right on the site, mix it, and share it to all platforms. It's such a great platform that it's free. I love it. I love using it. Anyways, folks, thank you for listening, and ciao for now.